Welcome to Inside Analog Photo. I'm your host, Scott Shepard, and the Inside Analog Photography radio program brought to you by Fujifilm, making life more colorful. They got great color neg, black and white, you name it. It's cooking over at Fuji. Check them out, www.fujifilmusa.com/professional, making life more colorful. Our friends over at Richard Photo Lab, the places in all of your chrome, black and white, you name it, C41 neg. It doesn't matter. These guys will take care of it. They even do digital files. If you have some of them too, check them out. www.richardphotolab.com. Our friends over at DR5, David Wood, the coolest process. You can take your black and white negative and turn it into chrome. That's it. You got to check them out. This is really cool stuff. www.dr5.com. Our friends over at Upstrap for the camera strap that will not let the camera slide off your shoulder over at www.upstrap-pro.com. And of course, our media partners, the Analog Photography User Group, the place on the web to find out about the traditional photographic process, black and white, color, emulsion making, dry plate, wet plate, alternate process printing, you name it, it's all going on over at apug.org. We got a great show lined up for right today. We have with us Diane Casey. Diane makes the most beautiful kids photography you'll ever want to see. She is great. You got to check her website out over at Diane Casey. That's DianeCasey.com. She's got beautiful work, shooting film, starting to get some pressure to go into digital. We're going to talk about that, but just some great stuff with Diane. It's just cool. And she shoots most everything on chrome. You got to check it out. Diane, how you doing today?
Great, Scott. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us here on Inside Analog Photo. Diane, give us a little background on yourself. I know that you are an analog-based photographer. You shoot a lot of really great photography, and your specialty is kids. So just give me a little background on Diane and how you got this photography bug and how you became a professional photographer.
Well, it was certainly not a straight course by any means. I started out many years ago on the other side of photography as a creative director, hiring photographers in New York City. And that led to one of my fashion photographers who I had discovered out in Los Angeles. He proposed to me that I leave my job and become his rep, which I thought was great. And so I started carrying his book. And I realized about maybe 2 years into it that the fashion world wasn't my thing. I don't want to date myself, but a lot of shoulder pads and bubble skirts and fashion wasn't my thing. So I went to a very well-known agency whose name I won't get into right now, but they were more on the commercial side, the advertising side of representing photographers. And I found that to be a great niche for me. I was wandering around with some fantastic portfolios and showing them to agencies that were sort of in New York. The Saatchi brothers were coming, the Della Femina and Chiat Day. They were all ending up opening up big agencies down in the southern part of Manhattan. So I did that for a few years and then was tapped by a dear friend of mine to come over to the Creative Black Book and become the photography director there, which I did for more than about 5 years. And I think what happened was, throughout the years, I had done everything revolving around photography except taking a picture. And I ended up getting married and taking a couple months off and going to South America. And I realized that I loved taking pictures. And the thing that I was really drawn to were the children. And not being fluent in Spanish, I found that there was this connection with the kids. You know, the kids would come up to me. I could make them do anything I wanted to do. And I was hooked. I ended up moving up to Maine and starting my own studio and been doing it for the last 12 years. That was long-winded.
No, that was great. Diane, are you doing more portrait work for local work? Are you doing more editorial work for advertising? What's your specialty when it comes within the kids genre?
I do everything. I have a nice clientele of what I call the commission portraits of children. And I've got clients from all over New England as far as New York, New Jersey area, Boston. And generally it's these clients that vacation or have had vacation homes in Maine and they come up once a year. And I take medium format, beautiful portraits, generally in my studio. But oftentimes, if they're here in the summertime, we'll go to a beach or we'll go to a fabulous location or to their homes. So I have a great clientele of those commission portraits. On the other side of it are my advertising clients. And I'm all over the place with that. I'm talking with a rep in New York right now, but I'm looking to move more into the advertising world as the years go on, hopefully.
So let's talk about your workflow here, Diane. I know that you shoot film. I know that you've been pressured here recently, especially with more of the commercial work, people wanting more digital. Let's talk about your analog capture. What kind of cameras are you using right now? What are you shooting with gear-wise?
Well, I've had my Hasselblads forever, for 12 years since I've been doing this professionally. I've tried, you know, I can't tell you how much film I've tried and tested, but I mostly shoot Astia. Hold on a second. The dog. I have a 75-pound dog that just jumped into my lap. I shoot 120 Astia. I've shot Ilford in the past, and I'm just starting to do a lot of the Acros Fuji, which I love.
So that's great. So your mainstay for analog is you're shooting chrome. That's cool.
Yeah, I love it. And what I found is being one of the last people kicking and screaming into the digital world, which I have had to do, I do enjoy it. And what I'm finding is that the Astia film, for me, is really great. It scans beautifully. The skin tones that I do it with kids, I don't like a lot of retouching. Every kid is obviously a little unique, but I love the freckles, and I love that there's a little bruise or a scab, and redheads, and the Fuji Astia scans beautifully because I've had to scan 10 years of film onto discs now, and it was really effortless.
So let's talk about that. So once you've captured here with the Hasselblad, you've used the Astia Chrome. Do you send the stuff off to a commercial lab? Are you doing your own E6? You scanning the stuff yourself? How's your workflow go once you've done the capture, Diane?
Well, sadly, there's only one E6 lab in Portland at all and a couple of great black and white wet darkroom guys left. But I don't do any of my own developing. I send it out to the local lab. They do a great job. And then I handle any color correction and scanning and post-production stuff before I send it off to the client.
Has there been any resistance at all with the retail client wanting digital files? Or because it's film and they don't expect to get the stuff instantly, and maybe I guess the resistance you've seen with the film capture workflow is through your commercial clients?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the clients that I've had to succumb to digital, which I'm really quite enjoying now, it's taken me a while to get comfortable with this. It's like learning a new language. From a Hasselblad to a digital camera is huge. Just reading the directions took me an entire summer. But what I'm finding is my clients that sadly no longer have the luxury to come to Maine for 2 weeks in September, do a casting and a photo shoot, and shoot for 6-7 days, stay in a beautiful hotel near the beach, have lobsters. When the budgets are cut, they don't have the time and the luxury to come up here for 2 weeks anymore. So those are the clients that I've had to convert to the digital files themselves, and they want it instantly, day of, no Polaroids, no time. And so I've had to convert, as so many people have, but I'm enjoying it.
Now you're using a Fuji S5 for your digital capture?
Yep, I'm using the Fuji S5, and I love it.
Do you shoot RAW, or are you shooting JPEG and sort of setting the look in the camera? Because I know the Fuji S5, you can go down and say, okay, well, I want it to look like Astia or Acros or Velvia or whichever I like. So are you sort of doing the, I'm going to process everything myself RAW, or are you going full JPEG in camera?
Everything I do is RAW. There's a setting where you can do RAW and fine, so I generally back it up with that just for editing purposes, but everything I shoot is RAW.
Diane, what have you found with the stuff that you like to shoot? Is it more of a straight portraiture? Do you actually prefer doing the advertising type work with the kids? Do you have to work with a wrangler or anything, or you do all this by yourself?
I don't like working with a wrangler, honestly, and I try to resist working with quote-unquote professional models at 3 years old. So I do something called street casting up here in Portland. I have 2 children of my own that are 10 and 12, so I have access to a lot of kids. What I prefer to do is do the casting here and have it approved by the client because I'm going to be using local kids anyway. And they get compensated and they get great prints. And whether it's for advertising, which is more money for them, or obviously the commissioned portraits, which is the children and grandchildren of the paying client. This is how I've described myself. I think I'm more of a director. Technically, I'm not that polished. You can probably tell from this interview. But I feel like behind the camera in my studio or at a location, for some reason, I feel like I can get a child to react and have them do almost anything I ask of them. I'm like the dog whisperer, Caesar Milan, but with kids. For some reason, they'll do anything I ask them to do. So I don't like working with wranglers. I like to have their parents nearby. I have an assistant. I have a very quiet, fun, happy little studio right here in Portland. And there's not a lot of pressure. If the kid gets testy and wants to cry, he's off the set. No problem. Go take him out for an ice cream. There's no pressure. But I do consider myself more of a director.
I'm sure the way that you interact with your children, they can just tell that you're non-threatening and they're just relaxed. And I think that shows in your photography.
Well, and the thing is, back in the day when I was, for example, at the Black Book and had to travel a week or two every month to our different offices, then I would be one of those classic women that would want to put the cloak of invisibility over her when I would see children walking onto the plane. But I can't explain it to you. Something happens when you have your own kids, and it's the most joyous thing. It's like working with dogs. You really never know what you're going to get, but it's all going to be good.
Diane, most of the commercial work you're doing, is this typically apparel? You're just shooting kids, just being happy with cool-looking clothes on? What type of work are you doing when it comes to your commercial stuff?
You know, it's really a mixed bag. I've worked with a chain of schools throughout the South, and I've worked with some apparel. I've worked with some product. I'm up for something now that would hopefully cross our fingers that would require toys and games. It's a real mixed bag. I shouldn't say this. The product is almost secondary. It's really the emotion and the portrait of the child and the interaction of children together that is my forte. Happy kids.
Diane, with all the years that you worked with the commercial agencies and the repping and the black book and all this stuff, was there any photographers that really had a heavy influence on yourself that you just really dug that was doing great photography and maybe even children photography? Or is it just the child photography just grew out of yourself having the kids and actually just like taking pictures?
That's it. It really just sort of evolved, believe me. 15 years ago when I was at my big office, looking out at the East River and the Chrysler Building, if somebody had said to me, guess what, Diane? Let's look into a crystal ball. 15 years from now, you're going to be a single mom raising two daughters for a living. By the way, you're going to be taking pictures of children. I would have said, you know what, just open the window and push me out right now. But it has taken on a life of its own, and I couldn't imagine myself in a better position right now. I love, love, love what I do. And the other thing, Scott, is that having had that business background and the sales marketing tools that I had before going into the real creative side of shooting, I do feel that a lot of the photographers that I met in my past life, I mean, some of the best photographers, some of the highest end photographers, commercial photographers, but sadly, many, many, many of them don't understand the business of photography. And they have to have a rep and they have to have somebody, they're paying consultants, which I think is all great. But because I'm coming from the business end, I love talking to clients. I love doing the research and finding out who's shooting what and who's got that particular product that I would like to get and picking up the phone and making the call myself. No, don't get me wrong. I would love to have this rep I'm negotiating with right now in New York. But up until this point, I haven't found that necessary because I love the art of the sale, or didn't call it the art of the deal.
Yeah, the art of the deal. I mean, that's a big thing too. I think with your background being in such a high-end position for so many years, as the rep and with Black Book and all this other stuff going on, I think that you could definitely find that it is a lot of it's the art of the deal. I think you would be drawn to that. I mean, I think with such a background and such high-end dealings that it's got to be somewhat exhilarating to be able to do these type of deals.
Well, that's the thing. I find with a lot of photographers who are dear, dear friends of mine, they become paralyzed when they feel that they have to go out and find new business. And that's the part that I love. I love putting on a great big pair of heels and heading down to Boston or down to New York or at a local agency right here, getting a good strong cup of coffee and meeting with the creative team at 9 o'clock in the morning with handouts and promo pieces and my portfolios. And I love that part of it, which is unusual.
Well, no, and I think that that's exactly where you have an advantage over other people that are doing photography and especially trying to rep their own stuff.
My goal is to dazzle.
No, it is beautiful work. We're in a new year now. We got a lot of great stuff going on. What do you look forward to yourself personally for your art, your photography? What are you looking forward to doing here?
Well, I'm at a phase in my life now where my kids, as I mentioned, my girls are 10 and 12, and I have been preparing for this for a really long time. I think my book has never looked better. I just won a Photo District News Extraordinary Promotion Award in the October issue. I had a lot of good press from that. I think that this may be my year to sign with a rep and take it to the next level, because if I was where I am now 5 years ago, I wouldn't really be able to travel with young children. And I feel that I've spent the last 12 years really committed to these kids and their magnificent children. And that mom can take 5-10 days now and go off and be in Los Angeles or be in New York or be in Minneapolis and take it to the next level in the commercial side of my work.
Do you look forward to traveling with your kids? Do you want to take them with you, or are they at the age now where they can stay home with somebody and Diane can go off on her own?
They stay home. They're in school. They have games. They have their friends. They have their sports. I've got somebody that can come in and look after them. If it requires me to be in New York for 4 or 5 days on a shoot, whatever it is, I come back on weekends. But no, they're very happy here. Portland's a great place to be. It's time for mommy to spread her wings a little bit.
Yeah, this is great. And hopefully you get this new rep deal here. So Diane, why don't you give us information where they can find out about your photography, your website, and how people would get in contact with you if they want to look at your stuff and just check out all this beautiful work you're doing. Great to see you shooting chrome, doing some black and white. It's just beautiful work.
Well, you're very, very nice to say that, Scott. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Oh, and they can reach me at DianeCasey.com.
Like I said, definitely go check out her work.
And if anybody would like a Photo District News promo piece, email me, and I'll have one sent out to you right away.
Oh, great. So you have this as a PDF you can email to somebody?
And the live piece as well, the actual printed product, which is great. It's called Paper Play, and it's games for younger children that require no batteries or electronics. It's a great promo piece package to take on a plane, on a train ride, in the back of the car. It will amuse your children for hours.
Wow. Yeah, that's great to see PDN feature you with that and to get some great ink off of that. And I really appreciate it, Diane, today taking some time to talk to us, to let us look at your beautiful photography, to see that you're shooting analog capture with the chrome and the black and white stuff. It's just really cool what you're doing, and I do appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much, Scott. I really am very flattered and honored. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Well, there you go, Diane Casey. Beautiful work. You've got to check her website out. She has the coolest photography of these kids up on her site. And you know what's so cool? Chrome. She's shooting on chrome. Can you imagine how many people anymore shoot portraiture on chrome? I'm talking, this is hardcore, great photography, Hasselblad, just 2 1/4, beautiful photography, great stuff. Diane Casey, DianeCasey.com. Great stuff. And of course, I'd love to thank the sponsors of the Inside Analog Photography Radio Program, our friends over at Fujifilm for the killer's place to get chrome, black and white, C41 neg, instant film, and Instec here in the country. Great stuff going on with Fuji. Very informative site. Check them out. FujifilmUSA.com/professional. Our friends over at Richard Photo Lab at RichardPhotoLab.com. DR5, the place to turn black and white into chrome. DR5.com and Upstrap at Upstrap-Pro.com. I've been your host, Scott Shepard, here on Inside Analog Photo. You can find out more information about the radio program and everything else we have going over at www.InsideAnalogPhoto.com. We'll be back next week with more great analog photography.